Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
Hello, and thanks for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast today. So today we made it up all the way up to chapter 18, part 18 of 30, on this 30-part series on my book, Who's Buying You? Until you sell yourself, you won't sell much. Again, if you haven't been listening, if you're a first-time listener, this book is intended to help professional salespeople practice character-based selling, but it's full of principles that apply to everybody in any profession, in their personal life and in their professional life, because it's filled with principles on how to increase your influence by building character-based relationships with people. But if you are a professional salesperson, you make your living selling products or services, you definitely want to check out this book. Go back, start over at episode 1 of 30 in this podcast series and dive into this content, because there's some content in here that will separate you from the crowd in the professional sales world. If you value character-based selling, if you're a person who likes to manipulate people, this probably ain't for you. You might want to move on. All right, let's get into today's episode. Chapter 18 is Gratitude Sales. The subtitle, Gratitude Allows You to Demonstrate Respect and to Show Appreciation. That's what gratitude is going to allow you to do. Demonstrate respect for the people who are buying your product or service and to show appreciation for them. So I got a quote for you from C.A. Munn, M-U-N-N. This quote is, your success is measured not by what the world gives to you, but by what you give to the world. It's pretty powerful. Your success is measured by what you give to the world. And that's a perfect example of how this doesn't only apply to salespeople. It absolutely applies to sales folks, but it don't only apply to salespeople. It applies to everybody. There's a lot of takers out there, and those takers don't have a lot of success. Not long-term success, not real success. They may be getting some money because they're manipulating people. That don't mean they're successful. It's relevant, I guess. If you believe success is all about money, well, there's a lot of crooked folks that are very successful. If you think success is about treating people right and respecting people, then there's a whole lot of people making a lot of money who ain't very successful at all. So it's all relative. I value a high degree of character. So any of my content, that's how you relate my content to the world, is I value a high degree of character. Somebody with a low degree of character in my book, and I get to write my book, meaning my life, my interpretation, my perception, they're not very successful. I don't care how much money they got. I don't care how many houses they got. I don't care how big they are. I don't care what kind of car they drive. They're not successful in my book, because the foundation of success for Max Story is based on a high degree of character. And I assume if you follow in my podcast, me and you share those same values. All right, talking about gratitude sales. I know the buyer often doesn't value or respect the salesperson's time and efforts. I know that. Buyers a lot of times have a lot of character work to do. However, this book, this podcast series, isn't about how to get the buyer to build trust with the salesperson. As I mentioned previously, it's seller beware, because the buyer has the advantage. It's the seller's responsibility to grow and nurture the relationship with the buyer. Now, if the buyer is a high impact individual, like a lot of my other episodes, other courses, other books that I talk about, then yeah, the buyer is going to also be feeling responsible. And that's what we're looking for in all aspects of life, especially within our organizations. We don't want the boss being the only one that's trying to build trust. We want the folks following the boss to also want to build trust. When we teach character out in different types of companies and organizations, we teach personal growth, personal development, workforce development, leadership development. We're teaching all the same principles so that everybody's coming at the same thing with the same values and the same beliefs. They apply to everybody. When you get everybody on board, you make some stuff happen. But this book, is the intended audience is a profession, a sales professional. How do they sell and build trust regardless of who the buyer is or how the buyer is? Unfortunately for the seller, the buyer doesn't always have to work hard to learn these character-based principles in order to buy. They must only have a desire to buy in order to get a seat at the table. It's about that simple in most situations. But you do have to learn to apply these principles if you want to boost your sales and build long-term relationships with raving customers, meaning raving fans of you as a salesperson who will follow you from company to company, if necessary, simply because they want to buy from you, regardless of the brand or the products you're selling. I've known salespeople like that. I write about them and talk about them in this book. That I just like the person. When the person moved, I moved, meaning I took my business and followed them around. I talked about a couple episodes ago, I talked about selling my Corvette Z06. And I talked about I had a really good mechanic that kept it up for me. And that was the service he was providing. He moved around two or three different places when I had that Corvette. And my business moved right along with him. I didn't care where he was working. I wanted him to be the one working on my car. He was a wizard with Corvettes. I'm talking about he knew every, he was the man. And wherever that man went, that's where my business went until I sold that car. So one of the best ways to respect the sales relationships you already have is by showing gratitude. Many salespeople fail to nurture their existing sales because they are short-term thinking. It takes extra energy and effort to intentionally interact with your loyal network. However, the return on investment through positive word of mouth can be very significant. One of the ways, you know, I express gratitude with my clients, they can call me anytime. Day, night, weekends, holidays, it doesn't matter. I tell them I'm not going to call, harass them, and bother them, try to get more sales. I don't do that. But they are welcome to call me anytime. I know one thing about my clients, they're all busy. They don't need to be having to talk to me because I'm wanting to sell them something. But if they need some help, even if they don't want to buy anything, they're free to call me because I appreciate them. And I want them to know you don't have to call me just because you don't have to wait till you want to buy something to call me. Call me anytime. If you've been listening long enough, you hear me give out my cell phone number. I'll do it right here, 334-728-4143. Whether you're a client or whether you're not a client, if you value character-based living, you want to talk to me about personal growth, leadership development, workforce development, leadership development, call me anytime, 24/7, 365. I'm always open, but I ain't always available. Like right now, I'm wide open, but I ain't available. I'm recording a podcast. If somebody's trying to call me, they ain't going to get me. If I'm sleeping, they ain't going to get me. If I'm speaking, they ain't going to get me. If I'm busy doing anything where I don't want to call, they ain't going to get me. Don't mean I'm closed. It just means I ain't available. But I will call them back if they leave a message. So a guy I met, and I call him a friend, even though I only met him once, but I talked to him several times. His name's Michael F. Sciortino, maybe is how you say his last name. I ain't really sure, but it's spelled S-C-I-O-R-T-I-N-O. And he said this in regard to nurturing your customers. And he's got a great book that if this chapter resonates with you, you may want to go buy his complete book. It's called Gratitude Marketing. And anytime I share quotes from him, probably 100% chance that quote came out of that book. I got a lot of nuggets out of that book when I read it. But I met him down in Louisiana near Lake Pontchartrain, just north of New Orleans. He lives in that area someplace, and we were traveling, and I had an opportunity to stop and meet with him. Rhea and I had dinner with him and his wife, and got the book and got some other stuff, or maybe I already had the book. I can't remember. But anyway, either way, we met up and had dinner. Great guy, and he got some good content in that book. But he said this in regard to nurturing your customers. Remember, your clients already like you. If they didn't, they wouldn't be doing business with you. In their minds, you are someone they respect. Showing your gratitude for their business can only enhance your position. Are you enhancing your business, meaning your sales, by demonstrating respect while leveraging gratitude? That's what I'm asking you. I didn't finish his quote now. But are you enhancing your business by demonstrating respect while leveraging gratitude? If not, you're missing the opportunity to turn your customer base into a positive word-of-mouth marketing base. So showing gratitude is often an overlooked character trait. It takes a higher level of character to demonstrate respect and to show gratitude when you don't have to, simply because you want to. And it's not for manipulative purpose. It's because you truly value and respect your customers and your clients. However, showing gratitude communicates to the buyer that you remember them, appreciate them, and value them. With people, the little things are often the big things. So I'll tell you a story. When I worked in the corporate world, this story here was between 2005 and 2008, the last 3 years of my 20-year manufacturing career, when I still was an employee working in a $2 billion organization. And there was a time I needed to order labels for a label maker. And I had to order them regularly and frequently because I was a lean manufacturing manager of the plant. And I was responsible for keeping up the labels. We were labeling everything, everywhere in the plant. So we had a lot of labeling going on. So that was one of the things I had to keep track of and make sure we had labels. And I didn't care where the labels come from. And I often ordered them from different sources while shopping around for the best price, trying to save the company money. So when I first started ordering them, I searched online, found a supplier, made my purchase, and there was no salesperson involved. I'd get online, place my order, receive the package, do it again next time I needed some more labels. It was about that simple. That's kind of that'd probably be the norm right there. But once, after ordering from a new supplier, I received the package, opened it, and found a pleasant surprise. There was a personalized note thanking me for giving them an opportunity to supply the labels. That was different, and it offered an unusual, but it was a nice human touch. So by injecting this rare and unnecessary human touch, they were leveraging their influence through the only touch point they had. Remember, I was ordering online, so the only touch point they had was actually the package. That was the only touch point they had, was by demonstrating respect for me as a preferred buyer and showing me gratitude as a caring supplier. I mean, it made enough impression, I put it in this book. They already had the short-term sale, because I had already made the order. All they were doing was packaging it. But they wanted to ensure they also received my repeat business. They were intentionally expressing gratitude and respecting my choice to purchase from them, knowing there were many competitors I could have chosen. Most people buying labels like that online, I mean, that's what they're doing. They're buying them online. It's so easy to shop around. So they were trying to figure out. They were being proactive. They didn't know I actually bought from various suppliers, but they knew that the potential was definitely there. So they figured out, how do they leverage what they can leverage, which is the package. Normally, I would have thought, nice touch, and continued to shop around. But they over-delivered on showing gratitude. They didn't stop at the personalized note. The package also had a package inside of it of regular M&Ms and a package of peanut M&Ms. If you know me and how much I like chocolate, you know that made an impression. They took gratitude to the next level. All my future orders came with M&Ms. You know what I'm saying? Their gratitude marketing hooked me. I stopped shopping around. When I got some M&Ms, I stopped shopping around. I was hooked. And guess what else I did? I told everybody else who was ordering labels that I talked to in any company. We had a lot of people, and we had 70 plants around the world. Anybody I talked to, I said, hey, man, you need to get your labels from this company. They're going to send you some M&Ms every time, give you a little snack to go with it. And that ain't even a big deal. I mean, I could have went to the vending machine, easily bought myself some M&Ms. It wasn't like they cost a lot. It was just an added nice little touch. But remember, with people, the little things are often the big things. They instantly became my only supplier. I ain't joking. Their gratitude by way of chocolate made me a raving customer. Now, if you didn't like chocolate, they would have missed the boat. But them trying to make the point probably would have still made an impression on you. Plus, you could go give the chocolate to someone else. I got to say, I gave them. Sometimes I gave them to someone else. Sometimes I ate every one of them myself. I was a little selfish on that deal. If I want to give somebody some M&Ms, I go buy them some. Or actually, I take them up to the vending machine, let them pick out their own thing. Hey, man, come over here. What you want to get? I appreciate what you're doing for me. That's expressing respect and gratitude. That's a way to do it for someone on your team. Like I said, these principles don't only apply to salespeople. Take somebody to lunch. Buy them whatever they want. Don't just order pizza for everybody. Some people may not like pizza. Some people may not want pizza. Ordering pizza is great compared to not ordering anything. But what can you do? So I referred everyone to them, became a repeat customer, and provided lots of word of mouth advertising. Purchasing labels isn't something you normally talk about with others. They found a way to get their customers to order more, refer more, and talk more. How about that? Because they put some M&Ms and a hand note in their package when they shipped it out. That's pretty powerful little lesson right there. I mean, I ain't ever forgot it. I still talk about it. So let's get to the three seller beware points I always include at the end of each chapter. Seller beware point number one, respecting a buyer is a choice, especially when they may not respect you. Respect creates deposits. And I'm talking about deposits in the emotional trust account. Seller beware point number two. Gratitude says, I respect and appreciate you. Gratitude reveals your character. Appreciation sells. Express more gratitude. Seller beware point number three. Gratitude and respect will help you sell yourself. Showing gratitude is a competitive advantage. So that's the last of the point there. But I just want to restate that book I mentioned. The name of it's Gratitude Marketing by Mike Sciortino. And I probably am not saying that right, but that ain't a name I'm familiar with. But I spelled it for you earlier. But you look up, you know, if you're a professional salesperson, highly recommend, you know, you get this book, Who's Buying You, until you sell yourself, you won't sell much. Soak this thing up. But also, if this chapter resonated with you, thinking about gratitude marketing, gratitude selling, go check out Gratitude Marketing, the book from Mike. Dive into that. I'm telling you, it's full of tips. Full of tips. If I ran any type of company where I had a team of salespeople, Gratitude Marketing is a book. We would be going through that thing as a book study. We'd be sharing tips, sharing ideas, sharing thoughts to raise our level of awareness and provoke thought relative to how could we as a team better express gratitude to our clients. All right. Hope you found value in today's lesson. Talk to you next time.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership Series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit BlueCollarLeadership.com to learn about Max books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.